It's good to see you guys, because normally these days it's always, you know, studios in London or somewhere in America, and here you are.
There's so much going on, but there's nothing better you can do if you play in a band, is to get on stage. And that's what all this is about. That's why we're here today, you know. That's why you tour the world and you do this. We just come back from a promo trip completely around the world, you know, and it's good fun, you know, and you see different places, you get to a few different restaurants in different countries.
Restaurants are always
what
good.
What you really want to do is play live. And the closer it gets, the British tour, the more exciting it is.
Yeah. I mean, in amongst the promo stuff, we actually kicked off our world tour in a small way. We did two shows in LA and San Francisco, all sold out. We hadn't been to America in 30 years. So we kind of tested the water in America with the show, with the songs, the new songs as well. And we were amazingly surprised, actually, how well, you know, because after 30 years, who cares, you know? But they did, and they all sold out, which was fantastic. So it was a great little precursor to kind of kicking off the UK tour.
Because it was a great chance for us as well, wasn't it, to run through the show? Because, you know, you can rehearse as much as you like, but there's nothing quite like putting an audience in front of you where you have to kind of go through your mistakes. You can't stop every time in rehearsal room. Say, hang on, guys, let's do that one again.
The lyrics.
So it's good to be pushed to that point. So it was a great rehearsal for
It was good.
Well.
And then we're back, got a bit of promo to do, I think, in Germany, San Remo Festival in Italy. And then we kick off the tour, I think, second in Dublin. And then we're here in Glasgow on the 8th of Sunday the 8th.
In your shiny new...
The Hydro. Which is now...
What's it like?
Looks beautiful.
Behind the O2 in London, the second most populated venue for live music in the world, ahead of Madison Square Garden.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. I mean, it looks amazing. You know, you can see it from the sky when you fly over, and it just looks amazing.
When you do that, it's almost like a spaceship that's already landed.
Well,
before
it is, isn't it? That's what it looks like.
I think it's beautiful.
So the success of the movie, the success of the Greatest Hits album, the tour's about to happen. Then what happens?
Oh, man, that's a year down the line.
That's a long way. Yeah. I mean, we have to make, you know, we only had time to really do three new songs on this album, and it was Warner Brothers, Warner Records, that wanted to do a Greatest Hits, and they wanted a couple of new songs. Well, we put three on it. The next time we go out, which will be, you know, we'll be touring till September, October, then we've got to give people a break. They'll be sick of us.
Give yourselves a break as well.
give ourselves a break. Well, and then we go off and do our solo stuff, and then we should sit down and write a proper album together.
So who knows where Spandau are going to pop up?
Well, fingers crossed you continue to pop up on a regular basis. Don't leave it another 30 years at
least. We won't leave it another 5 years either. It was a bit too long. But the film, like I said, took a couple of years to make. So you know, we'll have a break and then we'll be popped back again.
Get some material together for the sequel.
Absolutely. Yeah, we should film the making of the sequel. Yeah, the making of the album.
Well, the story, the Greatest Hits album, is out now. The fantastic documentary, So Boys of the Western World, is now available on DVD. And the boys live, as we say, at the Hydro in Glasgow on Sunday the 8th of March, and then all around the country thereafter for much of the year. Tony Martin, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very
much. No problem at all.
And good luck with the gigs. I know you're going to enjoy
them. Thank you. You have to come down and enjoy it.
I'll be there with bells on.
It's going to be great. I'm going to love it, yeah.